RSA Conference Europe 2011 promises to be our best event to date, and we are taking a moment to share some insights and thoughts from some of our special guests participating this year in London. I am your host, Kathy Long, manager of RSA Conference Europe.
This is Jean Friedman, content manager for RSA Conference. I'm very pleased to be speaking with Jelle Niemann-Sverdrup, who is carrying on the tradition of providing a very popular session at RSA Conference Europe. This year, the title is Verizon Business Data Breach Investigations Report 2011, 8 days a week. Hello, Jelle.
Hi, Sean.
Jelle Niemann-Sverdrup is a principal consultant with the forensic and investigative team for the EMEA region at Verizon Business. He is responsible for incident response and forensic investigations and holds accreditations including CISSP, CISM, and QSA for the payment card industry. So, Jelle, can you describe the trends that were noted in the 2011 report?
Yeah, sure. I think two of the main trends that got main attention were quite, well, you could say, seemingly contradictory. Because on one hand, what we saw in the 2011 Verizon Data Breach Report was a huge increase in number of cases. We were 761 total breaches that were described in the report, not only from the Verizon team, but also from the United States Secret Service and the Dutch High-Tech Crime Unit. So from that perspective, you could say the bad guys must have been really busy, a lot of cases, a lot of breaches. But on the other hand, we saw that the number of stolen records, so you could say the loot, what they managed to steal, was actually down, was down to an all-time low, only, quote-unquote, 3.8 million records in all our breaches in 2010. And for people that are somewhat familiar with the previous data sets, that is actually a huge decrease, because in 2008, we were still looking at 360 million stolen records, and in 2009, 143. So from those numbers down to, well, approximately 4 million stolen records, that was definitely an interesting trend.
Do you have some insight as to why you think that happened?
To start with, the increase in number of breaches, what we see there is actually a sort of, you could say, industrial revolution in cybercrime. We see that a lot of these criminal groups or criminals are scaling their attacks. They have one successful method and they are able to launch that against sometimes dozens to sometimes even hundreds of victims. So that is one of the reasons why we think that these groups have been so active and that we see this large number of breaches. But then indeed there's this decrease in number of stolen records. We have a number of theories that we think explain that. The first one that we actually don't really think is at play, but I do like to mention it because it is something that people often think of as a way to explain this, that it could be just a caseload variation, of course. It could be that Verizon and the Secret Service just did not work the large mega breaches, you could say. We don't really think that is the reason, because other sources that are reporting on stolen records, they do show huge drops in stolen data. And also, if you look at the news articles, remember we're talking about last year, so not 2011, but 2010, there were not really a lot of those mega breaches with hundreds of millions of stolen records reported. So we don't really think that's at play. What we do think that plays a role here is actually some successful action by law enforcement working on cybercrime. But what happened is that a few of the big names that were responsible for these millions of stolen records in 2008 and 2009, they were successfully prosecuted and they are behind bars now. And we think that has had a direct effect. These people are not, well, you could say, on the playing field anymore. So that's a direct effect. So we do think that has actually convinced these remaining criminals to change their tactics a bit, not go into companies and steal millions and millions of records, but steal smaller amounts, but at more companies, which combined still adds up to amounts that you can use to make a decent living as a criminal while staying under the radar and hopefully avoiding detection. Finally, one other reason that we're seeing here is also a shift away from, you could say, the bulky data types. For example, the credit card numbers are very bulky by nature. You need thousands to millions of them to actually make some money from them. But if you think about, for example, intellectual property, classified data, that's not as bulky. You can steal millions of credit card numbers, or you can steal let's say, as an example, the blueprint of the Joint Strike Fighter. It could be one document or a relatively small number of documents, but of course its monetary value is still huge. So we also see a shift to these less bulky data types, which look less impressive if you just count the number of records. But of course, if you look at the financial impact, could be just as huge or even bigger as the bulky data types.
Well, thank you. That's really interesting and I guess pretty much good news. The report also indicates that there was a huge increase in smaller external attacks, which I think you were talking about, rather than a decrease in insider activity. Can you give us some insight on that?
That's definitely one of the interesting areas in the report as well, and I would say, unfortunately, an area that's often overlooked a bit, because this huge increase in outsider attacks that sort of overshadows the insider attacks a little bit. It looks like external attacks have gone up tremendously and insider attacks have decreased. Well, if you look at the actual numbers in a bit more detail, you see that actually both went up. One went up even more, but insider attacks were definitely on the rise as well in the 2010 data set.
So, Yella, can you provide an example of a breach that you investigated that seems to indicate a future trend?
Not to sort of circumvent your question, but what we keep seeing in breaches, and I think that is something that will continue in the future as well, is that breaches are often caused by a chain of events. And I often in presentations make a comparison to the airline industry, where you also see that for a plane to crash, there often is really a chain of sometimes seemingly minor events that all have to accumulate at the same time in order for the plane to crash. And we do see similar trends or a similar chain of events when you look at breaches. And I think it's very important to realize that some of these events can be seemingly small, yet contribute to, well, something as huge as a data breach. And I think that's especially important to remember if you look at all the news articles, which always seem to suggest that a hack or a breach is something, well, almost Hollywood style, you could say. And what we do try to describe with the report is that a breach is not some magic Hollywood action. It is often something that is prepared very well, takes a long time, but in the end is not one big event that is taking place. And we think especially for detection purposes, it is very important that companies are able to also detect these minor steps leading up to a breach. So that is something that we have seen in a lot of cases in the past years. And I think especially also with the ongoing complexity of IT environments, that it will be something that we will continue to see in the future as well.
Okay, well, my last question, what would you like your audience to most take away from your session?
Actually, I think two things. One of them would be to look at data breaches with a bit more keeping your feet on the ground attitudes. I think it's very easy in our industry to get somewhat carried away by all the news articles and all the publicity surrounding hacks and surrounding data breaches. And what we try to achieve with the report and what I would like my audience to get from my session is that it's very worthwhile to not get carried away by the headlines, but really dissect an attack, look at the actual factors leading up to a breach, and use that to your advantage when preparing for your response, or even better, preparing for your defenses. So that's one of the things I'd like the audience to take away from my session. Another one is that I would be really pleased if people in the audience would think about sharing incident data. That's one of the things we've been doing now with the report. It does not only include Verizon data, not only cases worked by our team, but also by the U.S. Secret Service and by the Dutch High-Tech Crime Unit. And we have released a framework that we use for the data breach reports that can be used by anybody without any costs. You can just look at it at our website and implement it within your own company to keep track of these metrics. But ideally, we would also see that people not only use it to keep metrics within their company, but also share that data, well, like the Secret Service has done, like the Dutch High-Tech Crime Unit has done, because we think these examples do show that it is possible to share this incident data without compromising individual case confidentiality. And we think that it's really an even larger data set really is to the advantage of everybody working in the industry. So that's definitely a second takeaway from the session that I hope I can get across.
Well, Yella, thank you very much. As in previous years, I'm sure your session will be a highlight for RSA Conference Europe delegates. So thank you again.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the RSA Conference Europe 2011 podcast series. And I hope to see you at RSA Conference Europe in London. I am your host, Kathy Long, manager of RSA Conference Europe.